Welcome to ISU On Stage, a new radio show that highlights the wealth of talent right here on our ISU campus. Each week, KISU is proud to present recorded music, theater, and other exciting collaborations performed by ISU students and faculty. For this week, we will be listening to recordings from the ISU Jazz and Commercial Music programs. Director of Jazz Studies and Commercial Music, Professor Jonathan Armstrong, focused on a small group of recording projects this semester due to COVID restrictions. All of the music you will hear on tonight's program was recorded and mixed by students and faculty. First, we will hear from Professor Armstrong on how this semester came together before going on to the music, which he will then announce.
I am your host, John Armstrong, and tonight we have a very special show for you. Everything you're going to hear tonight comes from students in the jazz and commercial music program. So I'm really excited to present all this music. Almost all of it was composed by ISU students. Most of it was also mixed by ISU students in my audio mixing and production class. And it's a real cool mix of stuff. You're going to hear some more traditional jazz. You're going to hear some modern jazz. And you're also going to hear stuff from, as I said before, the commercial music program. So if you haven't heard of that yet, you are not alone. It's a brand new program here at ISU in the music department. And it's meant to encourage new music, original music, and contemporary music from our students. And you're going to hear all of that today. You know, to be a modern professional musician, a modern professional music educator, a musician of any kind in this contemporary world, you need to almost be genreless, and you need to have an ability to write new music, to be able to collaborate on multiple different kinds of music. And I think all of this speaks to this new world that we live in that is post-genre. Everyone listens to everything, especially the youth. That's what's so cool about being at a college, is all these students that come in, born in the mid to late 90s, born in the early 2000s, man, they just eat everything up. They listen to everything from hip hop to death metal and the new Taylor Swift album and everything in between. And the kind of music that they're making is super interesting and super engaging. So when I designed this program along with the department chair Tom Hosenflug here at ISU, we really thought about that. What kind of a program could ISU have that would fit the modern sensibility of what these young musicians are? And in fact, instead of just being a good music program, I'm really confident that with this commercial music program, we can be one of the innovators in the region and in the country. And I think what you're going to hear tonight speaks to the potential that we have. There's so many gifted students here at ISU that are given some, that are making some really quality stuff. And we're going to start right off the bat with one such student. This is actually an old jazz standard written by Joe Henderson. It's a tune called Recordame, cool little samba Latin groove. And Mal wrote a really nice arrangement. Sorry, but this is Mal Lane we're going to listen to. Mal wrote this great arrangement for a sextet. So you're going to hear Mal on trombone, a wonderful young trombonist. Mal sounds fantastic. You're going to hear Dr. Eddie Ludema on the trumpet, our trumpet and music technology and music theory professor. You're going to hear myself on electric bass, Joseph Emmanuel on the drums, Jesse Malloy on the electric guitar, and Gabe Lohman on the electric keyboard. And this is Mal Lane's arrangement of Recordame. Thank you.
Thank you. I wanna melt with you like butter. I wanna know what it means to love this girl. I wanna hide under the covers. I wanna tell you, but I just don't have words. Oh baby, you're a lullaby, a crashing wave, or you're the summer sky, a brand new day, or you're the reason I can show my face, and you're my gravity, and I'm in outer space. Oh, with you like butter. I wanna know what it means to love this girl. I wanna hide under the covers. I wanna tell you, but I just don't have the words. Oh baby, you're a lullaby, a crashing wave, when you're the summer sky, a brand new day, or you're the reason I show my face, and you're my gravity, and I'm in outer space. Oh, like butter. I wanna know what it means to love this girl. I wanna hide under the covers. I wanna tell you, but I just don't have words. Oh baby, you're the lullaby, a crashing wave, but you're the summer sky, a brand new day, or you're the reason I you show my face, you're my gravity, and I'm in outer space. So you're a mystery, will you take my place? Or your symphony of the highest taste, and you're a shooting star. You're my energy, you're my prophecy, you're my everything. Oh,
this is the ISU Jazz and Commercial Music episode. Everything you're going to hear today came from our very own department with all these wonderful, talented students. The song you just heard was Butter by a commercial music major, Mason Whitman. Mason came to us from College of Southern Idaho. He's an outstanding guitar player and a really gifted songwriter, music producer, and composer. And that's what you just heard, is every single instrument on there was played by Mason. And actually, I played the drums on that. I laid down some drums and sent it back to him. And he mixed and produced everything from his home studio. Really a great tune. I love that song, Butter. I just think it's a, you know, you could just hear it. I know you're hearing it on the radio right now, but you could hear it on Top 40 Radio tomorrow. I think it's a really wonderful song. And he's a gifted young man. We're happy to have him in the department. Moving on, we're going to listen to an original composition by Orla O'Connor. Orla O'Connor came to us from Ireland a few years ago, a gifted vocalist, a wonderful violinist, and an outstanding composer, pretty good pianist as well. And this is her piece called Solstice. And she also produced all this at home, but it was mixed by Nicholas Cravens out of the audio mixing and production class. And then after that, you're going to hear an original composition by Jesse Malloy, who plays electric guitar, and you heard earlier on the Record-A-Me piece. And you're going to hear his original piece called Freedom Road that he mixed and produced at home. And Freedom Road's going to feature another young, talented vocalist we have at ISU, Dara Ofokaja. So this is Solstice by Orla O'Connor, and then Freedom Road by Jesse Malloy.
Thank you.
This is the ISU Jazz and Commercial Music episode. Everything that you're hearing tonight came from our very own local Jazz and Commercial Music Department. I talked about the Commercial Music Department earlier in the show. Just to say it again, it's a brand new major here at the university, here at the music school, and it's something that embraces what it takes to be a contemporary musician these days. And so to graduate from this program, you have to learn songwriting, you have to learn how to write music, you have to learn composition, and frankly, we don't care what kind of music you do. You can write jazz, you can write pop music, country, it doesn't matter as long as it's of high quality. So you take lessons in order to develop your artistic vision. You also have to take all of our technology classes so you're fluent in a studio. And the final project, the capstone project, is to record and produce an album completely from scratch. And so this is the kind of skill set that you need to survive out there as a professional musician. And in addition to all those wonderful students, you're also hearing from our jazz students, and we just have such a wealth of talent here at ISU. It is such a joy to work with these young musicians. As I said before, you just listened to Freedom Road by Jesse Malloy, an ISU student on electric guitar. Wonderful song. And then you heard Dara Ovokaja sing on that tune. This next song you're about to hear is by Claire Smedley, another commercial music major. Really wonderful songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. I think you hear her on bass and guitar and piano on this song, and then you hear her sing. She's a real wonderful vocalist. I love her vocal tone. I really like her music. I think she's a really creative songwriter. And she produced and recorded all this at home, and then it was mixed by Ryan Tomlinson, an ISU student who is in the audio mixing and production class as part of the commercial music program. So please enjoy Remember by Claire Smedley.
Sound the war call, start the battle.
got the world before us, the fish and the streams and the trees and the forest. The birds are singing, so we join the chorus. And before I catch my breath, I see you dancing. And oh my Lord, it's enchanting. Before I know, I'm collapsing into your arms again. Don't you know you're my best part? Lead me on, you're my North Star. I'll never be lost again. World before us, the fish and the streams and the trees and the forest. The birds are singing, so we join the chorus. And before I catch my breath, I see you dancing. And oh my Lord, it's enchanting. Before I know, I'm collapsing into your arms again. Sweetheart, don't you know you're my best part? Lead me on, you're my North Star. I'll never be lost again. Birds are singing, so we join the chorus.
the ISU Jazz and Commercial Music Program. Everything you hear tonight comes from the wealth of talent we have here in the ISU Music Program, specifically the jazz and commercial music students. What you just heard was Keep Tryin', another original by Orla O'Connor, an outstanding vocalist and multi-instrumentalist. And that was mixed by Dara Ofokaja, a very talented young musician in her own right, great vocalist and a really good music producer and recording engineer. Before that, you heard another Mason Whitman original, another great pop song, North Star. I really love this tune. That's Mason Whitman on every single instrument that you hear on that tune, a multi-instrumentalist, a really gifted vocalist and songwriter and composer. And then he mixed and produced that whole song as well. So just, yeah, real wonderful, young, talented man, and great to have here as a commercial music major. It's been a pleasure working with him, and I just can't wait to hear what else he does moving forward. Okay, moving forward, we're going to hear another original by Jesse Malloy, a gifted electric guitar player, great composer. It's been awesome working with him these past 3-4 years. He's really come so far as a jazz guitar player, and then his composition has kind of just taken me by surprise, and this is another really cool tune. In it, you're going to hear him experimenting with Ableton, which is sort of like a sampling program in addition to all the recorded guitar. So it's almost like this kind of cool hip-hop groove with like really nice, smooth jazz guitar on top. I really like this track. It's called Mumble, and it was performed, mixed, and produced by Jesse Malloy.
We'll be right back.
This is the ISU Jazz and Commercial Music Program episode. You just heard Mal Lane's original composition, Parking Violation, just an absolutely righteous funk tune. I love this song so much. Mal's a wonderful trombone player, a really gifted composer, and it's been such a joy to work with her these last few years. Her ears are so strong and big. She can hear so many things, and she's really been pushing herself in our lessons and has really turned into an outstanding jazz trombone player. And this tune is rad. I love this tune. You heard her on the trombone. Alongside her was Dr. Eddie Ludema on the trumpet. That was me on the electric bass. You got Jesse Malloy on electric guitar. We've heard a couple of songs from Jesse tonight. You got Joseph Emmanuel on the drum set, a fantastic drummer that we have coming from Nigeria, also a commercial music major who writes some really wonderful music. And then Gabe Lohman on the electric keyboard. And shout out to Bill Stanton up at the PAC in Jensen. We recorded that on stage Jensen, kind of socially distanced just a few weeks ago. Great tune. Love that tune, Parking Violation by Mal Lane. This next composition features a bunch of really outstanding young jazz students, many of them freshmen, who we all learned an old Louis Armstrong version of When the Saints Go Marching In. And we were able to rehearse it in social distance form in the band room, you know, wearing masks, putting some fabric over the belch, staying as safe as one can. And we had a nice big group that was able to play this tune. We worked on it for a few weeks and it really came out great, a real joyful recording. So you got myself on the drum set on this recording. You have a wonderful young bass player, Amanda Smith. She's a freshman, sounds fantastic. You have Carson Jacobson on the piano, a great young percussionist, is a freshman, also plays piano, and he wrote a couple of original pieces that went on an episode of ISU on Stage a couple weeks ago with his original compositions for the collaboration between musicians and writers that is really fantastic. You got Adler Patch on the alto saxophone. You got Travis Harrison on the alto saxophone. Sam Lai is on tenor saxophone. You have Aiden Niblett on the trumpet. And then you have Caitlin Barker on the trombone. Sorry, Aiden Niblett, my fault, on the trombone, and also Caitlin Barker on the bass trombone, and Shelby Jenkins on the clarinet. I think I got everyone in the band. A nice big fat band playing some old school New Orleans music. Really great. You're gonna hear from Aiden Niblett on the trombone. You're gonna hear from Adler Patch on the alto saxophone. You're gonna hear from Shelby Jenkins on the clarinet, Sam Lai on the tenor saxophone, and Travis Harrison on the alto sax. It's a big old bodacious New Orleans party. Please enjoy When the Saints Go Marching In.
Thank you.
this was the ISU Jazz and Commercial Music episode. Congratulations to all the students we heard tonight. What a wonderful semester. I was so proud to work with all of you this semester and so happy to feature you on the radio. You did wonderful. Thank you for enduring a crazy semester. And I was actually glad that we got so many high quality recordings out of such a suboptimal semester. Thank you to all the mixing engineers that put the music together. And thank you to all of you for listening tonight. I'm really proud of these musicians. I'm really happy about to feature the music from this new commercial music program. You know, ISU, we got the first commercial music program in the state. It's one of the more innovative programs, I think, in the region. I'm very proud of it, and I'm so happy to feature all of these musicians, and I can't wait to hear these commercial music students and the jazz students hear their artistic growth over the years and see what they become. They're already making such wonderful music. We're going to end on actually an original of mine. While all this was happening, I was working on a tune myself, and everything you're going to hear is recorded by me. I'm playing bass and electric guitar, saxophone, and some drum set and some keyboard. And I originally wrote this for the horn company that sponsors me, Antigua Winds. It just kind of came out as a cool tune. And so we had room for one more song. And so just to kind of like throw my hat in the ring as a sign of good faith to the students, this is an original tune by me. So similarly with a lot of the music you heard, I produced all of this out of my basement. This is Ebbs by yours truly, John Armstrong. Thank you.
ISU On Stage is produced by Jonathan Armstrong. The theme music for this program comes from City of Rocks, an original composition for symphony by Tom Hassenflug and performed by the Idaho State Civic Symphony. I'm your host, Jamin Anderson, inviting you to join us every Friday evening for ISU On Stage, featuring performances from ISU music ensembles, theater groups, and other art-related campus organizations. Audio of this and all past episodes of ISU On Stage can be found at kisu.org. Just click on Programs and ISU On Stage.